You're listening to a podcast from the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace.
Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. I'm Jessica Matthews, president of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. I'm very pleased today to welcome here to the endowment a good friend, Li Jintang, who is executive vice president of the Central Party School of the Chinese Communist Party Central Committee. He is also chairman of the China Reform Forum, and as many of you, I think, know, the endowment and the China Reform Forum have a joint program in Beijing, which we hope will be the forerunner of an independent, full-fledged office in the not-too-distant future. We have been working with the China Reform Forum in this partnership for 5 years, and I want to thank both Mr. Li and his predecessors for their generous hospitality to our staff in Beijing. I recently led a Carnegie delegation to Beijing and in the fall, and Mr. Li was a very generous host with his time and I want, I then extended a warm invitation to him to visit us here in Washington, and we are delighted that that has come to pass, and that he will be an honored speaker at this special seminar. Mr. Li heads, as I think everybody in this room knows, a very important institution in China, although he is nominally the executive vice president of the Central Party School. Mr. Li actually manages the day-to-day affairs of the Central Party School, and of course its head, is China's future leader, Xi Jinping. Mr. Li is a highly experienced party leader and has specialized in organizational affairs in his professional life. He once headed the department that conducts research on the history of the Communist Party. So he is not only an expert on the party's past and its present, but he is in a very special position to look ahead at the future, and that's what he's going to do with us today. He is in a unique vantage point as an insider in China's decision-making process to talk to us about how the present leadership sees current events and the economic crisis, and how it is going to seize this drastically changed environment to push ahead in what directions with China's 30-year-old reform movement for the future. Mr. Li has prepared remarks, which you, I think, everybody will have received a copy of. Those are, of course, on the record. His spoken remarks and the Q&A, which he has kindly agreed to do, will be off the record. So please join me in welcoming Mr. Li. We are really delighted to have him with us here at Carnegie.
尊敬的马修士总裁、女士们、先生们、朋友们。斗转星移，春去秋来，中国改革开放已经走过了不平凡的三十年。作为当今世界最大的发展中国家，中国的快速发展引起了国际社会的关注。今天，我愿意从历史和现实的角度谈谈改革开放三十年后中国的发展走向，希望有助于各位朋友更全面、更深入地了解中国。
30 years passed in the blink of an eye after 3 decades of reform and opening up. China, as the largest developing country, has come into the spotlight on the world stage for its rapid development. Today, I would like to proceed from a historical and present-day perspective to talk about the country's development trend after 30 years of reform and opening up, in the hope of helping you acquire an in-depth understanding of our country.
三十年来，中国以改革开放为动力，取得了举世瞩目的巨大进步。
In the past 30 years, motivated by reform and opening up, China has achieved remarkable progress.
这三十年是中国经济显著发展的三十年，经济发展以年均9.8%的速度增长，国内生产总值从1473亿美元增长到40000多亿美元，跃居世界第三位。
The past 30 years witnessed a remarkable growth of Chinese economy. The average annual growth rate has been 9.8%. GDP grew from $147.3 billion to over $4 trillion. And we became the third largest economy in the world.
这三十年是中国人民生活水平极大提高的三十年。城乡居民人均可支配收入比1978年实际增长了6倍多，贫困人口从2.5亿减少到1400多万，人民生活从温饱不足发展到总体小康，实现了历史性的跨越。
The past 30 years witnessed a substantial improvement of the Chinese people's livelihood. Compared to 1978, per capita disposable income grew by more than 6 times in real terms. The population living below poverty line has been reduced from 250 million to 14 million. China was transformed from a country of inadequate food and clothing to an overall well-off society.
这三十年是中国社会全面进步的三十年，95%以上的村委会依法实行直接选举，城乡实现免费9年义务教育，高等教育规模居世界第一位。2008年，我们还经受住了汶川特大地震灾害的严峻考验，成功举办了北京奥运会和残运会，向世界展现出一个不断发展。进步的中国。
The past 30 years witnessed an all-round development of the Chinese society. Over 95% of village committees are now directly elected according to law. Free 9-year compulsory education has been offered throughout the urban and rural areas, and the size of the country's higher education ranks the first in the world. In 2008, the nation has not only gone through the severe test of the devastating earthquake in Wenchuan, Sichuan Province, but also successfully staged the Beijing Olympics and the Paralympics, which showcase to the world a China that is continuously striding forward.
这三十年又是中国与世界关系深刻变化的三十年。中国实现了从封闭、半封闭到全面开放的伟大转折，进出口总额从206亿美元提高到25616亿美元，出口居世界第二位，进口居世界第三位，外汇储备从1.67亿美元提高到1.95万亿美元。居世界第一位。
The past 30 years witnessed profound changes in China's relations with the rest of the world. In a historic transformation from a closed and semi-closed society to a fully open country, the total volume of China's foreign trade surged from $20.6 billion to $2.5616 trillion, while export and import ranked second and third largest in the world. The country's foreign exchange reserve grew from $167 million to $1.95 trillion, the largest of all countries.
中国改革开放三十年，创造了人类文明史上的一个奇迹。不仅使中国人民走上了脱贫致富的广阔道路，也为世界的发展做出了巨大的贡献。古老的中国又重新焕发出青春活力。
The reform in China in the past 30 years is by every measure a miracle in human history that has not only helped the Chinese people get rid of poverty and embark upon a road to prosperity, but also has made a great contribution to the development of the global community. China as an ancient civilization is once again buzzing with vigorous energy.
在肯定成就的同时，我们也清醒地认识到，目前面临的挑战和困难还很多，经济增长的资源、环境代价过大，城乡之间、区域之间、经济与社会之间发展不平衡，特别是在国际金融危机的冲击下，新一轮经济增长又遇到了国内市场与国外市场发展失衡、技术创新不足等一系列新的难题。中国仍然是一个发展中国家，实现国家的全面现代化还需要很长时间的努力。
As great as our achievements are, we are also fully aware of the challenges and difficulties that await us on the road ahead. Economic growth is being achieved at the excessive expense of resources and the environment. The country is burdened with urban and rural gaps, regional disparities, and the imbalance of economic growth and social progress. Currently, the country is hit by the global financial crisis, and the new wave of economic growth is troubled by a series of problems such as an over-reliance on foreign markets vis-a-vis the domestic market, inadequate technological innovation, etc. China is still a developing country, and there's a long way to go before we achieve our modernization goal.
女士们、先生们、朋友们，今天中国站在了一个新的历史起点上，机遇与挑战并存。中国的发展思路已经明确，就是继续以改革开放为动力，对内坚持科学发展、和谐发展，主要依靠自己的力量不断开拓创新；对外坚持和平发展、合作发展，促进共同繁荣。中国发展了，会对世界的发展做出更大的贡献。下面我想从六个方面具体谈一下中国将如何发展。
Ladies and gentlemen, friends, today China is beginning a new chapter in her history. With both opportunities and challenges ahead of us, China has made clear its approach to development. We will continue to carry out reform and opening up. On the domestic front, we'll focus on scientific and harmonious development, self-reliance and innovation. On the international front, we will adhere to the principle of peaceful development and cooperation to promote common prosperity. A more advanced China will make greater contributions to world development. And now, I would like to share my views on China's future development in six specific aspects.
坚持改革开放，不动摇，不懈怠，不折腾。中国三十年来的变化得益于改革开放。中国未来的发展仍然要靠改革开放，坚持不动摇，不懈怠，不折腾，就是要坚定不移地推进改革开放事业，坚定不移地走中国特色社会主义道路。
We shall continue with reform and opening up under the principle of no swaying back and forth, no relaxing of our efforts, and no getting sidetracked. The changes over the past 30 years are the positive results of the reform and opening up policy, and this policy is still critical to our future development. And the principle of no swaying back and forth, no relaxing of our efforts, and no getting sidetracked refers to our determination to continue pushing for reform and unswervingly follow the path of socialism with Chinese characteristics.
不动摇，不走回头路。改革开放是一场深刻变革，不可能一帆风顺，也不可能一蹴而就。但最根本的是，改革开放符合十三亿中国人民的心愿，顺应时代的发展潮流，停顿和倒退没有出路。
No swaying back and forth means no turning back. China's reform is, in essence, a profound transformation that has never been and will never be easy and cannot be accomplished overnight. The fundamental reason for reform is that it is in the interest of the 1.3 billion Chinese people and falls in line with the historic trends of our times. Halting and regression will lead to nowhere but a dead end.
不懈怠，不骄傲自满，不固步自封。当前改革开放已经进入攻坚阶段，面临着方才我讲到的很多困难。我要说明的是，只要不懈的努力，胜不骄，败不馁，这些问题一定能够得到很好的解决。正如富兰克林·罗斯福总统曾经说过的， 时代要求我们大胆地相信，人类经过努力可以改变世界，可以达到新的更美好的境界。
No relaxing of our efforts means we shall not become complacent or stand still with self-satisfaction. Now China's reform has entered a period of tackling tough problems that I just mentioned. I want to stress that as long as we are persistent in our efforts, avoid arrogance after victory or disheartenment after failure, all those problems will be well solved. As Franklin D. Roosevelt once said, the times call for bold belief that the world can be changed by man's endeavor, and that this endeavor can lead to something new and better.
不折腾，更加珍惜来之不易的大好局面。没有稳定的社会环境，改革开放就是一句空话。中国有句古语叫做任凭风浪起，稳坐钓鱼船，讲的就是改革开放事业必须要在稳定的环境中前进，要把改革的力度、发展的速度和社会可承受的程度统一起来，始终保持社会大局的稳定。
No getting sidetracked means we must cherish the hard-won favorable situation we have now. Reform and opening up cannot be achieved without a stable social environment. As an old Chinese saying goes, sit tight in the fishing boat despite the rising wind and waves. Here it means our reform must proceed in a stable environment. We need to balance the intensity of reform, growth rate, and society's capacity to accommodate all the changes and maintain constant social stability.
继续促进经济又好又快发展，近年来，人口、资源、环境等因素成为制约中国发展的瓶颈。为此，中国政府提出了全面协调可持续的科学发展观，目的就是要推动整个社会走上一条经济效益好、科技含量高、资源消耗低、环境污染少、人力资源优势得到充分发挥的新型发展道路。
We shall further promote rapid and sound economic development. In recent years, population, resources, and environmental issues have become a bottleneck in China's economic development. Therefore, the Chinese government proposed the scientific approach to development that is comprehensive, balanced, and sustainable, with the aim to push the entire economy onto a new path of development with good cost effectiveness, scientific and technological advancement, low consumption of resources, low environmental pollution, and better use of human resources.
促进经济又好又快发展，主要解决两个层面的问题。一是实现经济的可持续发展，绝不以资源的巨大消耗、环境的严重污染来换取 GDP 的片面增长。中国政府将节约资源、保护环境定为基本国策，发出了建设资源节约型、环境友好型社会的号召，争取到2010年使单位 GDP 能耗降低20%，主要污染物排放总量减少10%。
To promote rapid and sound economic development, we need to address two major challenges. One is to realize sustainable economic development. We shall not achieve GDP growth at heavy cost of resource consumption and heavy environmental pollution. The Chinese government has made resources conservation and environmental protection a basic state policy and called for the building of a resource-conserving and environmentally friendly society. We shall lower per unit GDP energy consumption by 20% and overall emission of major pollutants by 10% by the year 2010.
二是保持经济平稳较快发展。2009年，面对国际金融危机的严峻挑战，中国政府提出了经济增长速度保持8%的目标。如何实现这一目标？中国政府果断地把扩大内需，特别是消费需求，作为促进经济增长的立足点，迅速制定了一揽子计划，例如大规模增加政府投资，实施总额4万亿元第2年投资计划等等。这些重大措施 对于动员全社会力量共同应对危机起到了关键性的作用。
The second is to maintain stable and relatively fast economic development. In 2009, faced with grim challenges imposed by the global financial crisis, the Chinese government set the target of maintaining economic growth at 8%. How do we achieve that target? The central government put a decisive focus on the expansion of domestic demand, especially consumer demand, as the starting point to push the economy forward. It quickly put together a stimulus package, including dramatically increasing government investment with a two-year investment plan of 4 trillion RMB, or roughly $586 billion. These major measures are playing a crucial role in mobilizing the entire society as we join hands in battling the economic crisis.
积极推动建设和谐社会，和谐是中国传统文化的核心价值，也是当代中国发展的重要原则。针对近年来较为突出的就业、社会保障、收入差距拉大等问题，中国政府加快推进以改善民生为重点的社会建设，取得了显著成效。
We shall actively build a harmonious society. Harmony is not only a core value in traditional Chinese culture, but also a major principle in China's present-day development. To address major problems emerging in recent years, such as employment, social security, and widening income gaps, the Chinese government has been stepping up its effort in social programs, focusing on improving people's livelihood, and has made substantial progress.
2008年，中央财政投入国家助学资金达到约合32亿美元，资助学生超过2000万人，新型农村合作医疗参加人数达到8.14亿，城镇居民基本医疗保险参保人数达到1.17亿。2009年，中国政府再次加大社会保障的资金投入，预计达到约合430亿美元。比2008年增长17.6%，这笔资金将被广泛用于完善基本养老保险制度、扩大社会保险覆盖范围、提高社会保障待遇等诸多方面。
In 2008, the central government put in financial support of $3.2 billion in the form of state-assisted schooling funding that benefited more than 20 million students. The new rural cooperative medical scheme has now covered 814 million people, and 117 million urban residents have joined in the basic medical insurance system. In 2009, the Chinese government will again increase its social security funding, expecting to reach $43 billion, a 17.6% increase from 2008. The money will be applied to a wide range of programs to improve the basic old age pension system, expand the social security net, and increase social security benefits.
中国有句古语，天行健，君子以自强不息，地势坤，君子以厚德载物，讲的是中华民族自强不息、开放包容的优秀品格。它启示我们搞好国内发展要立足于国情，走自己的路，要有世界眼光，积极学习别国包括美国的先进经验，同时还要把二者结合起来，把这些经验中国化、本土化。我想这就是我们的中国特色。
There's an ancient saying in China, as heaven maintains vigor through movement, a gentleman should constantly strive for self-improvement, and as the earth's condition is receptive devotion, a gentleman should hold the outer world with a bored mind. This reflects the Chinese nation's character of self-improvement, eternal endeavor to advance, and open-mindedness, reminding us that our domestic development should be based on our national condition. conditions as we follow our own path, but we should broaden our horizon and actively seek to learn from other countries, including the United States. At the same time, we need to well integrate these two elements and localize what we've learned from the rest of the world. This is what I believe we call the Chinese characteristics.
女士们、先生们、朋友们, 当今世界正处在大变革、大调整之中，和平与发展是时代的主题，但世界仍不安宁。我可以负责任地告诉大家，不管国际风云如何变幻，中国高举和平发展合作的旗帜，坚持走和平发展道路，推动建设和谐世界的决心永远不会改变。
Ladies and gentlemen, friends, the world is now in a period of profound change and adjustment. Peace and development are the two themes of our times. However, the world we live in is still not peaceful. But I can assure you that no matter how unpredictable the world situation is, China will always uphold the banner of peace, development, and cooperation as we unswervingly follow the path of peaceful development with a resolute determination to promote a harmonious world that will never change.
始终不渝地走和平发展道路，中华民族是热爱和平的民族。600多年前， 中国明代航海家郑和七下西洋，远涉亚非30多个国家，带去的是茶叶、瓷器、丝绸，留下的是真诚的友谊，没有掠夺别国的一份财富。
We shall unswervingly follow the path of peaceful development. The Chinese nation is a peace-loving nation. In the Ming Dynasty, over 600 years ago, the famous fleet admiral Zheng He made 7 naval expeditions to Western Oceans that reached over 30 countries in Asia and Africa. He took along with him tea, chinaware, silk, and genuine friendship to local peoples, and he looted nothing and occupied not an inch of their land.
对别国造成威胁，而且能够提供更大的机遇。国际金融危机爆发以来，中国持有美国国债不降反升，截至2009年1月已经达到了7,396亿美元，未来还可能会增加。另外，据联合国2009年世界经济报告预测，2009年中国对世界经济的增长的贡献度 也将从2008年的22%增加到50%。中国奉行防御性国防政策，不搞扩张，不搞军备竞赛。近年来，中国主动裁军近200万，参加联合国维和行动22次，累计派出人员超过20,000人。2008年底，中国海军派出3艘军舰 远赴索马里海域参加护航行动，对维护海上通道的畅通和区域安全发挥了重要作用。
China's development is not a threat to other countries. Instead, it provides the world with more opportunities. Since the global financial crisis swept over the world, China's holdings of U.S. Treasury bond increased and not decreased, reaching $739.6 billion by January 2009, and is likely to grow in the future. In addition, the United Nations World Economic Situation Prospects 2009 forecasts that China's contribution to the global economic growth will rise from 22% in 2008 to 50% in 2009. China's defense policy adheres to a strictly defensive principle. We do not engage in military expansion, nor do we participate in arms race. In recent years, the country voluntarily downsized its military personnel by nearly 2 million and joined 22 UN peacekeeping missions by sending out over 20,000 personnel in total. Towards the end of 2008, China's Navy sent 3 warships to Somali waters to participate in protecting maritime commercial shipping, a great contribution to concerted international efforts to maintain open sea passages and safeguard regional security.
始终不渝奉行互利共赢的开放战略。中国的开放是全面互利共赢的。十多年前，中国是世界上最大的市场，只是一个预言。而今天，中国庞大的市场能量已经显现，越来越多的国家从中国的发展中受益，中美互为第二大贸易伙伴，双边贸易额已经超过3000亿美元。虽然整体上中国对美国拥有贸易顺差，但2000年以来，美国对中国出口也增长了3倍。正如美国国际经济研究所所长伯克斯滕所说的，这些出口为美国在金融、物流、法律等多个领域提供了就业岗位。美国几乎任何一个州、县或国会选区都从中受益。
We shall unswervingly adhere to the strategy of opening up for mutual benefits and win-win outcome. China's opening up is comprehensive and mutually beneficial with the goal of achieving a win-win outcome. More than a decade ago, it was only a prophecy to say that China would become the largest market in the world. And today, we are already seeing the exciting potential of the vast market, the vast Chinese market that has benefited an increasing number of countries and regions. China and the United States are each other's second largest trade partners, with a total volume of bilateral trade exceeding $300 billion. Although the U.S. runs a trade deficit with China, ever since 2000, its export to China has grown by 3 times, which, according to Fred Bergsten, director of the Peter G. Peterson Institute for International Economics, it has created jobs in many fields in the American economy, such as finance, logistics, and law, and almost every state, county, or congressional district has benefited from it.
在国际金融危机的背景下，2008年，中国同亚洲国家贸易额达到13659亿美元，占当年中国外贸总额的53.3%，这使亚洲经济增长明显高于其他地区。2009年，中国又派出了贸易采购团，远赴欧洲4国，签署了150亿美元的技术产品采购协议。今后，我们不仅要去欧洲采购，还会来到世界上最发达的美国，希望各位朋友做好准备。
Against the background of the global financial crisis in 2008, China's foreign trade with Asian countries reached $1.3659 trillion, accounting for 53.3% of China's total foreign trade in that year, which helped the Asian economy grow substantially faster than the other regions. In 2009, China dispatched trade and business delegations to 4 European countries that signed purchase agreements of technology and products worth $15 billion. In the future, we will also come to the United States, the largest economy in the world, to purchase. So I hope our friends here will get well prepared.
积极推动建设和谐世界。和谐世界理念的提出，向世界传递了中国在发展过程中渴望和平发展，愿做负责任大国，并希望与其他各国共建持久和平、共同繁荣世界的强烈信息。
We shall actively promote the building of a harmonious world. The concept of a harmonious world represents the essence of China's traditional values and expresses our sincere desire for peaceful development as a responsible power and our heartfelt hope that we can join hands with the international community to build a world of enduring peace and common prosperity.
中国不仅是推动建设和谐世界的倡导者，更是实践者。中国积极同发达国家加强战略对话，推动相互关系的稳定发展，这本身就是对世界和平的贡献。中美战略对话机制不断完善，在诸多领域建立起60多个对话合作机制，政府间合作协议超过了30个。
China not only advocates the building of a harmonious world, but also acts on it. We're actively strengthening strategic dialogue with developed countries to nurture stable international relationship, which is a contribution to world peace by and of itself. The Sino-US strategic dialogue has grown into over 60 such mechanisms in many fields and has resulted in more than 30 intergovernmental cooperation agreements.
中国将继续加强同周边国家的睦邻友好和务实合作。 中国东盟自由贸易区进入全面运作阶段。 中国对泰国的水果、蔬菜等食产品实行零关税， 不仅使中国老百姓能够轻松地买到榴莲， 泰国人民也吃到了中国山东的苹果。
China will continue to develop good neighborly relations that focus on friendship and pragmatic cooperation. The Sino-ASEAN Free Trade Zone has entered the stage of full operation. China puts zero tariff on fruits and vegetables from Thailand. Not only can the Chinese people have easy access to durians now, the Thai people as well are now able to buy apples produced in Shandong Province, China.
中国是国际体系中负责任的大国，将认真履行国际义务。 2008年、2009年，中国积极参加了两次20国集团领导人金融市场和世界经济峰会，为应对国际金融危机、推动国际金融体系的改革做出了贡献。
China will sincerely fulfill its international duties as a responsible power in the global community. China attended the G20 Leaders Summit on Financial Markets and the World Economic Summit in 2008 and 2009, where it made a positive contribution to the global efforts battling the financial crisis and promoting reform of the international financial system.
女士们、先生们、朋友们， 中国发展与世界发展紧密相连。今年是中美建交30周年。30年来，中美关系虽然也遇到过风雨，但在双方的共同努力下，中美关系已成为当今世界最具影响力的双边关系之一。
Ladies and gentlemen, friends, China's progress is closely connected to the development of the whole world. This year is also the 30th anniversary of the establishment of formal diplomatic relationship between our two countries. During the past 30 years, we've had some ups and downs, but with joint efforts on both sides, Sino-US relations have now become one of the most influential bilateral relations in the world.
当前，在国际金融危机仍在蔓延的形势下， 中美关系正处在承前启后的重要时刻。 2009年4月， 在伦敦举行的20国集团金融峰会期间， 中美两国元首一致同意共同努力建设21世纪积极合作全面的中美关系。 这是两国元首站在新的历史起点对中美关系的新定位。
With the global financial crisis still spreading, Sino-US relations are currently in a pivotal and historic moment. During the G20 summit in London in April 2009, the Chinese and US leaders have agreed that the two countries will work together to build a positive, cooperative, and comprehensive relationship in the 21st century, which is a new definition by our two leaders of our bilateral relationship in a new historic stage.
只要中美双方切实把握两国关系发展的正确航向， 尊重照顾彼此的核心利益和重大关切， 我们就有充分的理由相信， 中美关系一定能够迎来更加美好的下一个30年。
So long as China and the United States steer in the correct direction in developing our relations and respect and care about each other's core interests and key concerns, we have every reason to expect that Sino-US relations will embrace another 30 years of greater development.
谢谢大家。
Thank you.